When exactly is the marriage supper of the Lamb? And what exactly might that marriage supper be? Students of the Bible read statements in the Gospels, in the book of Revelation, about the marriage supper. And sometimes people get into a lot of different speculation about what it is and when it will be. When we look at what we're told in Scripture, it's very safe to essentially stay with that. But what we are told does tell us some very key concrete things. In chapter 19 of the book of Revelation, it talks about the marriage supper of the Lamb in connection with the second coming of Jesus Christ and the fact that the church has made herself ready. In verse 7 of Revelation 19, it says, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give Him, Christ, glory, for the marriage of the Lamb is portraying Christ here, has come, and His wife, the church, has made herself ready, and to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints." And then in verse 9 it says, "Right, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb." And He said to me, "These are the true sayings of God." So if you're called to that marriage supper, number one, you're blessed. The marriage supper is with the wife or the church who has made herself ready. This is all in the context of chapter 19, after the sounding of the seventh trumpet and the events right at the collapse of Babylon and the appearance of Jesus Christ. And so we conclude the marriage supper takes place at Christ's coming, and it involves the church, and it is something that is by invitation. Now, other statements about the marriage supper, such as Matthew chapter 22, where there is a parable of the wedding feast, speak to the kingdom of heaven being like a king who arranged a marriage for his son, and he sent out servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, and they were not willing to come. It goes on in the parable to talk about how the king makes sure that there are people at that wedding feast, but a calling is put there as well. And it is within the context of the kingdom of heaven. When we are told more in Revelation 19, we get it right at the very time of Christ's return as to when this marriage supper will be. And it speaks to the church who has made herself ready. It will involve the resurrected saints, those who are Christ at His coming, as well as those who are the dead in Christ, according to what we're told in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. So it is at the time of this resurrection, called the first resurrection of the dead in Christ and the just, to a spirit existence. So whatever this marriage supper is takes place then, and there's a calling to that. When we look at what we're told here, it says that blessed is he who is called. That calling for those who will be a part of it is in this lifetime. Are you called to that marriage supper now? If you are, and you understand that you look forward to that, I would say focus on the proper attire. The garments of white linen, which is the righteousness of the saints. In other words, overcoming in this life, at this time, putting on the character of God, righteousness, white linen garments that is a symbol of that righteousness. And then we will be prepared, because we're told in verse 7 of Revelation 19, the bride, the wife, has made herself ready. When Christ returns, that calling has resulted in the bride having been made ready. And then that resurrection will take place. Focus on those big block understandings and details that we know about the marriage supper. Let the rest take care of itself. Be there. It'll be an event unlike anything we can ever imagine. More than any physical wedding that I might be invited to and we might attend, as joyous as they might be at this time. Be prepared, be ready for that coming marriage supper by the life that you live today. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.